New Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Hello, good evening, and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories, and unfolding events from the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's program, we bring you a report on the launch of Mission Coffee in Nagaland, an initiative aimed at transforming coffee cultivation into a major drive of rural livelihood and sustainable development. We also bring you a report on the Statehood Day celebrations of Sikkim. But first, let's head to Akashwani Kohima, which marked 90 years of Akashwani service to the nation with a vibrant musical concert held at the Nagaland College of Music and Fine Arts Auditorium in Kohima on 15th May. The evening began with a recorded rendition of the national song by students of Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalay, Kohima, followed by the national anthem presented by the choir of the Nagaland College of Music and Fine Arts.
Naga music is deeply rooted in the identity, traditions, and oral history of the people, from folk melodies passed down through generations to modern fusion experiments by young artists. The music reflects both cultural pride and evolving creativity. Through platforms like Akashwani Kohima, these indigenous sounds continue to reach wider audiences, preserving tribal heritage while encouraging new talents to grow and innovate. The musical concert commemorating the 90 glorious years of Akashwani celebrated the rich blend of tribal, folk and contemporary music traditions of Nagaland. The Nagaland College of Music and Fine Arts Choir captivated the audience with a gospel tribal fusion performance, blending harmonious choral arrangement with traditional Naga musical elements to create vibrant expressions of faith, culture, and contemporary artistry. Manchai Poem, runners-up of Anybody Can Sing 2017, performed a song in a poem dialect. Manchai Poem also entertained the audience with Hindi classics Lakho Hai Yaha and Ye Dosti. Lakho Hai Yaha Dil Wale Aur Pyaar Nahi Milta Aankhon Mein Kisi Ki Wafa Ka Ye Dosti Hum Nahi Torenge Award-winning singer, songwriter Seyavino Chuzo delivered a soulful rendition of One Moment in Time and later performed with her band Seye Intrepid, presenting an unreleased folk fusion piece titled Legacy. Welcome address, head of program Ila Kaina highlighted the uniqueness of tribal music broadcast on Akashvani Kohima.
Hindi songs as well as Western music are popular and entertaining, but tribal music carries the voice of our land, our traditions and our identity. Listening to both creates a beautiful balance between modern entertainment and cultural roots.
The musical evening not only celebrated 90 years of Akashvani's public service broadcasting, but also highlighted the enduring spirit of Naga music and culture through voices both young and experienced, traditional and contemporary. Akashvani Kohima continues to serve as a bridge between heritage and the future, nurturing local talent and carrying the rich sounds of the region to audiences far and wide. For Notice Diary, Asojo from Kohima.
From creating better job opportunities to helping nonverbal children communicate, Mizoram is harnessing the power of technology to transform lives and build a more inclusive future. So, here is a report.
Mizoram is increasingly embracing modern technology to address everyday challenges and improve people's lives. From creating better employment opportunities to helping children find their voice. In a major step towards digital empowerment, the Mizoram government has launched a new mobile application called Mizoram Labor Link. Developed by the Labor, Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Department, the app aims to directly connect daily wage workers with employers. Earlier, many workers had to wait at public places and depend on middlemen to secure jobs, often facing unfair wages and unsafe working conditions. With the new app, workers can now register digitally, search for jobs based on their skills and location, and receive work-related information directly on their mobile phones. Officials say the initiative will help ensure fair wages, improve transparency, and provide equal employment opportunities, especially for people living in remote areas. The app is also part of the state government's broader vision of building a faster, safer, and technology-driven service ecosystem. At the same time, another inspiring story of innovation is emerging from Mizoram. A Mizo-led team has developed an AI-powered application called My First Voice, designed to help non-verbal children communicate. The app uses artificial intelligence to analyze humming, vocal efforts, and subtle sounds made by children, and then combines them with family voice patterns and local language accents to generate a natural-sounding voice. The project was developed with support from Media Monks India and the Center for Community Initiative. It has already helped several non-verbal children express their needs, communicate with their families, and even recite poetry for the first time. Parents say the technology has helped children feel more confident and included in everyday family life. Created by Mizo innovator John V. Pate, the project recently received global recognition after winning the Webby People's Voice Award in 2026. This is Saira Mujtaba along with Utpal Kumar reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News.
From the misty hills of Nagaland comes a new aroma of opportunity, a vision rooted in the soil, nurtured by farmers, and now set to reach global markets. The Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, DONER, has launched Mission Coffee Nagaland, along with a pilot project titled Cluster-Based Coffee Value Chain Development in Nagaland, with an investment of ₹175 crore. Folks, the initiative aims to create an end-to-end coffee value chain in the state, from cultivation and processing to branding, tourism and exports. The project was virtually launched on 18 May by Union Minister for DONER, Jyotiraditya Sindhya from New Delhi. In the presence of Nagaland Chief Minister Naifu Rio, our Kohima correspondent Asuno reports on how coffee is emerging as a key driver of sustainable growth and rural livelihood in Nagaland.
Nagaland coffee is steadily evolving from a commodity into a specialty product, setting a benchmark for emerging coffee producing regions. The growing global recognition of Nagaland coffee reflects the dedications of farmers and stakeholders working across the value chain. The state possesses highly favorable agroclimatic conditions for the cultivation of both Arabica and Robusta coffee varieties. Nagaland has a potential coffee growing area of over 10 lakh hectares, accounting for nearly 63% of the state's geographical area. However, only around 11,000 hectares are currently under coffee cultivation, spread across 17 districts of Nagaland. Recognizing this vast untapped potential, Union Minister for DONER Jyotiraditya Sindhya, during the project launch, said Nagaland's coffee is poised for global rise under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Viksit Northeast vision.
The consumption on coffee across the world is increasing. And within that consumption increase, I would like the Nagaland aromatic substance in terms of its capability to grow across the world. And with that initiative, so we have tremendous aspirations. We have tremendous ambition. And the Prime Minister's resolve of Viksit Bharat 2047 includes Viksit Nagaland 2047.
Yes.
And Viksit Nagaland 2047 includes the engine of coffees of Nagaland powering that capability.
Chief Minister Naipu Rio also said coffee cultivation is emerging as a driver of sustainable economic growth in Nagaland.
It is becoming a vehicle of sustainable property. Our farmers have shown remarkable resilience and interest. From just 21 metric ton in 2021-22, production has grown to nearly 73 metric ton in the year 2024-25. The potential before us is enormous. 50,000 hectares by 2047 under Viksit Nagaland.
Under under the mission of Coffee Nagaland, Topema in Kohima District and Gotovi in Newland District has been selected as pilot cluster to become living models of excellence in coffee cultivation and value addition. Key components include high-tech nurseries, expansion of cultivation over 400 hectares, terracing and soil conservation measures, washing stations, roasting and grinding units, and coffee tourism initiatives such as farm stay experiences. Branding and marketing initiatives will also position Coffees of Nagaland as a premium, traceable, single-origin coffee brand in both national and international markets. The initiative is expected to significantly increase coffee yields from the current 200 to 300 kilogram per hectare to nearly 800 kilogram per hectare. Besides improving value capture for farmers, the project is also expected to generate employment opportunities in cultivation, processing, roasting, barista training and tourism, while encouraging greater participation of rural youth in the coffee economy. Nagaland now aims to bring 50,000 hectares under coffee cultivations by the year 2047 under its Viksit Nagaland vision. For Northeast Diary, Asunyo from Kohima.
Sikkim celebrated its statehood day on 16th May with grandeur and pride, marking 51 years of becoming the 22nd state of the Indian Union. The celebrations in Gangtok were attended by Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, alongside cultural programs and key development initiatives. Here is a report.
Sikkim celebrated its statehood day with grand events in Gangtok, where Vice President of India, C.P. Radhakrishnan, and Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, attended the programs. The Vice President visited Sikkim on the occasion of the state's statehood day celebrations. He was welcomed at Rangpo and later received in Gangtok by Governor Om Prakash Mathur, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang, and other senior leaders. He was given a ceremonial guard of honour by the Sikkim Armed Police. At the main event in Manan Kendra, he took part in the Statehood Day celebrations. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President of India praised the people and culture of Sikkim and said,
Sikkim means organic. Sikkim means green. Sikkim means neat and clean. But Sikkim is not only organic by agriculture. Sikkim is organic by character.
He further appreciated the discipline and simplicity of the people of the state.
I was supposed to be here by chopper, but God is great today. Yesterday the climate was good, today it is not. I thank the God that I came by road. That 4-hour journey, I have seen many people, and the Sikkim people are organic by character, I understand. There is no pushing, there is no shouting, there is no street fight. They are sober by face and they are saying namaskar though they couldn't see me.
He was also presented with the traditional lepcha headgear, Sumok Thyaktok, by the Chief Minister. Cultural programs showcasing Sikkim's traditions and folk songs were performed during the event. During the program, the Vice President also launched the Sikkim Organic Mission's Value-Added Food Chain Initiative. This project aims to improve market access for organic farmers, develop food processing facilities, and boost export opportunities. It is expected to increase farmers' income, especially for crops like large cardamom and ginger, and strengthen Sikkim's position as India's leading organic state. Highlighting Sikkim's environmental achievements, the Vice President said,
Sikkim is widely regarded as one of the India's leading models of environmental conservation, with over 47% forest cover and the highest proportion of protected areas in the whole of India. That is your unique achievement that no state has provided it.
He also praised initiatives like planting 108 trees under the Mero Ruk Mero Santati campaign for every child born, and described Sikkim as the guardian of the Himalayan ecosystem.
With the vast forest cover, rich biodiversity, protected areas and globally recognized heritage sites, the state has become the guardian of Himalayan ecosystem. Initiatives like planting 108 trees under the Mero Ruk Mero Santati for every child born reflect a deep civilizational belief that every life must begin with a commitment to protect the earth for the future generation. We should not be so selfish that I live, I enjoyed, then I forget everything. We live, we enjoy, but we leave the earth for the future generation. That is the great thinking of Sikkim people. I appreciate your great thinking.
Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya also visited Sikkim as part of the Statehood Day celebrations. Greeting the people of the state on the occasion, the Union Minister said,
Yo mero sunaulo Sikkim cha. Yo mero samriddha Sikkim cha. Ani yo mero samarth ko Sikkim cha. Ani aaj 51 rajya sthapana divas ma सबैलाई मेरो बधाई अनि शुभकामना है.
He further added,
आज एक ऐतिहासिक दिवस हमरो सिक्किम को 51 राज्य स्थापना दिवस छ. यो सिक्किम केवल एक राज्य को रूप मा नहीं, यो एक दर्शन शास्त्र छ. यो एक वे ऑफ लाइफ छ. अनि देश को एक एक मान्छेलाई विश्व को एक एक मान्छेलाई सिखाउने की क्षमता छ. पंत प्रधान प्रधानमंत्री को शब्द मा यो पूर्वी को स्वर्ग राज्य छ. पूर्वी को स्वर्ग राज्य छ अनि हाम्रो भारत को गर्व छ. हाम्रो सिक्किम.
He also participated in several significant engagements. He visited the Orchidarium in Gangtok, where he admired the region's rich natural beauty and biodiversity. He also commended the state government's efforts in developing the site into a major tourist attraction. Officials informed him that the Orchidarium has seen a sharp rise in tourist footfall after gaining national attention, with visitors increasing significantly in recent months. The minister expressed that such projects can help Sikkim become a stronger tourism destination in the northeast region. Sindhya also visited Temi Tea Garden in Namchi district, where he took part in tea leaf plucking activity and reviewed the functioning of the estate. He appreciated the quality of Sikkim tea and its potential in national and international markets. Later, he attended a match of the Sikkim Premier League football tournament at Baichung Stadium in Namchi as the chief guest, where he encouraged young players and highlighted the importance of sports in youth development. During his visit across different districts, the Union Minister also reviewed various ongoing infrastructure and development projects under the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region. He discussed tourism expansion, road connectivity, and investment opportunities with officials. His visit was seen as important for strengthening center-state cooperation and is expected to bring more focus on infrastructure growth, tourism promotion, and development initiatives in Sikkim. This is Anuja Kumar along with Utpal Kumar reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News.
जहां कंचन जंगा हसी जहां बच्छा जिस्ता रंगी जहां कंचन जंगा हसी ये हो हमरो धाना को देशा अपवन हो प्यारो सिकिन जहां बच्छा Thank you. आहवक छा चिस्तारंगी जहां कंचन जंघासी
Folks, that brings us to the close of the edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and take very good care of yourself.
स्वर्ग सरी सुंदर देश को बक्सा तिस्तारंगी जहां कंचन जंघासी तथागत का अमर बाणी श्रद्धा भक्ति गर्छौं सधैं श्रद्धा भक्ति गर्छौं
सधैं
जहां बच्छा चिस्तारंगी जहां कंचन जंघा असी जहां बच्छा चिस्तारंगी जहां कंचन जंघा हसी जहां बच्छा तिस्तारंगी जहां कंचन जंघा हसी
This program was presented by Vinita Thakur and produced by Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.